flight attendants have had it with you. They're sick of you. They're sick of your shit. Mm-hmm. They have a list of things they would like you to stop doing right quick.
Boarding their planes. They want you to stop boarding their planes. They like the plane when they're empty.
They probably do. But actually, when you walk on the plane, don't ignore them. They don't like when you ignore them. You know how they all stand there? Hey, welcome to whatever airline. Like, come on. Hi. And you just sort of walk on. They think that's rude because that's their home. They're inviting you in is how they see, even though you just paid too much money for a ticket.
$1 gazillion.
I know. They think it's rude. They want you to just say hi. It's not so bad to say hi. Start the flight off on a positive note. Just say hi back.
And I do. I'm nice to them when I walk in because I'm hoping my bag isn't too big. I don't want them to stop me. So I want to just keep on moving. So hi.
Right. Don't ask them if you're going to make a tight connection and if we're landing on time. Like if you are landing on time and you have a tight connection, here's the problem. They don't book those things. Mm. You know, some third party site books it. If their airline books you, you will make it, but you probably did it through Expedia or Kayak or whatever. And they're not responsible for that sort of thing. So don't even ask them because you're probably not going to make connection.
They don't know. Yeah. I mean, they don't know until they get out on the runway what's even going to happen.
Right. Exactly. Stop poking them to get their attention. It's so rude. You would not do that to a waiter. You wouldn't poke them. Hey, can I get more water? You just wouldn't do that. Do you know what I mean? So just.
Yes, I would.
No, don't poke them. Don't touch them. They're not there to be touched.
I'm not poking you, but I'm hitting that little button. Bing, bing, water.
Yes.
Bing. Blanket. Yes. Pillow.
Okay, hang on. So yes, push that button instead of poking them if you need. But if they're walking by, you're not going to hit the button. If they're walking by, just say, excuse me. Just talk to them. Don't touch them is my point.
Hey, honey. Sweetheart. You know, over here. Hey, like this. Sweetheart. Well,
maybe don't do that.
Okay.
Try and be nice to them. You know, they don't like when you ring the bell to hand them trash. You can ring the bell if you want to eat something, if you need something, if something happened to the person sitting next to you, if you have a reason. Mm. But just to hand them trash, they will come around and they will have a trash bag and they will do that eventually on their time. They have a schedule when they do things.
Right.
So don't ring the bell to hand them trash. They have other things going on. Yeah, that's a douchebag move. Absolutely. Right. Please stop taking off your shoes on the plane. It's gross.
People do it all the time.
I know, but they say it's gross. And the problem is a lot of people, if you have socks on and it's a long flight. Here's the thing. I bring plain socks. I bring an extra, it's always cold. I bring an extra pair of like those fluffy socks. And if it's a long flight, so I can curl up in my little tiny seat and take a nap. I don't want to curl up in my little seat with my big, giant, stupid shoes. So, sorry, I'm taking my shoes off. They're saying if you're barefoot, don't take your shoes off. And if you must take your shoes off, don't walk around the plane with your shoes off.
Right, because I'm going to make fun of you. And I'm going to throw my trash at you.
It's one thing if you're sitting and you pull your shoes off like me to curl up in your little seat. But to take off your shoes and then go walking around, I put my shoes right back on if I want to go to the bathroom or stretch my legs or whatever, you know?
Mm. No, this, I don't care if you have stupid shoes like you. Leave them on. Just it's not your house. Leave your shoes on. I don't need to smell your feet.
If I'm flying from New York to Charlotte, you can say that. It's only a couple hours. If I'm going to L.A. and I'm on the flight for 5 or 6 hours, I'm not sitting there in my shoes. I'm sorry. I'm taking a nap. I'm curling up. I'm not going to do it with heels on. Sorry. Just saying.
Okay.
It's not a wise idea to get up to use the bathroom as soon as you get on the plane or as soon as they take off. Here's why. If you go use the bathroom, like let's say you get on the plane and you run into the bathroom, people are trying to get on the plane. Now you're another person in the aisle trying to get to your seat and you're just jamming things up and it's going to be longer before they take off. Yeah, see what I'm saying?
That's a douche.
Yeah, don't do that. They also say stop using the galley as your personal yoga studio. Now, it's different to get up and stretch your legs in the aisle. But the galley where they sit, It is against FAA rules for us to even be back there. We can't even go back there, let alone stand back there and stretch and put our legs up and do yoga.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody go back there, so I don't know people that do that.
Well, they have, obviously, which is why they're asking you to knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
Other things flight attendants really don't like when you do, apparently a lot of people will say, well, other airlines, you know, it's like, well, my sister gets to do that, or my mother gets, you know, it's, they don't care. Telling them what other airlines do is not going to change anything. Their airline has their policy. They're not going to suddenly, if you're flying American Airlines, they're not going to suddenly do what Southwest does just because you're complaining. They don't care what Southwest does.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Well, because you can't say anything to Southwest that JetBlue does, because JetBlue is awesome. Southwest sucks.
We love JetBlue.
Yeah, I love JetBlue.
Okay, question. If they come by with the cart, the drink and the food cart, which, you know, that's like a rarity. They finally came over. Mm-hmm. And the person sitting next to you is sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Does the flight attendant want you to wake them up?
No. Heck no.
Do you think it's polite to wake somebody up and say, hey, don't miss the snacks, don't miss the drinks?
No, I could. Don't bother them.
Good job. Right. They said waking up your neighbor to hand them a snack or a drink is not polite. If they wake up and they're hungry or thirsty, they can just hit the call button and we'll be happy to bring them something to eat or drink.
Okay, then I want rules for them. Because when I go on a plane, the main problem I have is when they wake me up to ask me if I want something. No, I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do a stupid morning show. Now all I want to do on a plane is sleep. So don't wake me up.
I have three more for you.
Okay.
You can ask where they're flying over, but they definitely don't know because they keep switching them. From flight to flight. It's rare that you get the same person who flies the same route every single time.
Mm-hmm.
That's rare. That doesn't almost never happens. So they don't know what you're flying over because they don't usually fly there. That, like, if you're flying to Chicago, their last flight, they flew to Dallas. They don't know what's going on between Dallas and Chicago. It's their first time too.
Well, then again, fly JetBlue. Because you can switch it to channel 3 and they'll show you which
you can watch.
You're
you can watch
over.
Your little plane flying. Yeah, that I do like. Not watching your children.
Oh,
they don't like that. Obviously, nobody likes that. No. There's not anybody on a plane that's like, go ahead. Because here's the thing. They said a lot of parents feel like, well, where's the kid going to go? You know, the kid can't get lost or jump off the plane. So they let the kids run around on the airplanes. They figure they're safe. They're not thinking about the other passengers. They're just thinking about their own kids.
Okay. If you fly with a dog, they're going to put a dog in a cage and put them underneath the airplane.
Yeah.
So I think you should be able to put children in a cage and put them underneath the airline with the pets because it's safe for the pets. You love the pets more than you love the kids. So everybody would be happier. There would be more seats available if you just put the kids with Fluffy.
Right. Actually, if I was a kid, I'd rather be with the dogs than with the adults.
Yeah, so Fluffy can have somebody with her that she knows. So put the kid down there.
And finally, flight attendants would like you to know in these trying times, don't even bother arguing with them over the face mask policy. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. There's nothing they can do about it. You're stuck. That's it.